Welcome to another episode of Gospel Living Made Awesome. I am Chaz Hathaway, author of Marriage is Ordained of God, but Who Came Up with Dating? A humorous guide to help you succeed at dating, and Giraffe Tracks, the inspiring true story of a missionary in post-apartheid South Africa. Let's talk for a minute about teaching children choice and accountability. Now, this is a very interesting topic because, believe it or not, kids don't know what choice is or accountability or agency. Or even consequences. They honestly don't know. That's where you come in. You've got to teach them what they are. Now, they know what punishment is. Go to your room means they're in trouble. They know, do your chores. Get those muddy shoes off your feet. Eat your vegetables. What they don't know is how those choices affect what's going to happen in the next 5 minutes, what's going to happen in the next day, what's going to happen in the next year, what's going to happen in the next 50 years. And yet all those things are affected by their choices now. And it's your job to teach them. So the first thing you've got to do is teach them that they have choices. They don't know that. They know whims. They know what feels good at the time. They know what they want to do, but they don't know what it means or how it plays into their lives. So you may have to give them some choices. And that doesn't mean, what do you want? Sometimes it can be a little overwhelming for kids to have too many choices. But if you say, do you want to read the doggy book or do you want to read the princess book? Okay, I recognize that these are both Winnie the Pooh books, but beside the point. But where this really comes into play is in discipline. That's where the hammer hits the head. That's where choices are smashed into their heads and accountability is smashed into their brains. Now, would it surprise you to learn that kids actually want discipline? They want barriers. They just don't want to admit it. Step number one, be calm. I know that's hard. I know it's hard. I know it's hard when you get home from work, you walk in the house, and there is steering fluid poured all over the living room floor, and you're like, Aah! Or you try to open their bedroom door, and their bed is pushed in front of the door, and you're like shoving it, and there's some kid screaming back there, and you're like, what is going on in here? Take a deep breath and say, it's okay. I can be crazy and not have to be all... Now, one of the important reasons for that is because the kids seeing you react with heavy emotion, they're going to think to react with heavy emotion when there's problems. The idea is to teach them, it's okay, we can deal with this. If you start getting all crazy and emotional, screaming at them, then they're going to think that that's how you react to problems. Which you do sometimes. We all do. But the idea is to not do that. The thing is you want them to react with choice, with agency, with thinking with the idea of, okay, what am I going to do about this? You want them to say, how can I respond to this proactively? Of course, they're not going to know the word proactively, but they're going to know that when they're faced with a difficult situation or they've made a mistake, they've got to make a choice. The biggest key that I know of is to be logical. And the key to teaching logic is to focus on the consequences, not on the emotions, not on the flusterment of the situation, but to focus on the consequences. So let's say the kids have been playing in the backyard and you go outside and your daughter is clobbering your little boy with the dog, swinging the dog at her little brother, like smashing his head with the dog. Now you realize why we made you come inside, don't you? It's because you were hitting your brother with the dog. Okay, now obviously it sounds easy to be that calm when you're watching a dumb video or when you're making up a video. It's going to be a lot harder to be calm when you're in the situation. But do the best you can. So now the idea is to react logically with consequences. Now the dog didn't appreciate that very much, and neither did your brother. So it looks like we're going to have to keep you separated from your dog and your brother for a little while just to make sure that they're going to be safe. So let's have you go in your room and spend maybe a half hour sitting by yourself where you can't hurt dogs or brothers. See what I mean? Logical. It's based on the problem that's taken place. It can be taken care of with calmness. Now chances are the kid's going to be screaming. That's okay. But it's important also to teach them that their emotional reactions have to be in check. So they may have to instantly go in timeout while they're screaming for having to come inside, and once they calm down, then you talk to them like this, in this calm way. Now sometimes the problem that they've had is so illogical that it's very difficult to come up with a natural consequence, which is the point, is to come up with a natural consequence. So you may have to wing it and make up your own consequence. Now those Cheerios that you dumped all over the windshield, that's not cool. It's very hard to clean off the windshield. So you're going to have to clean off the windshield. Now, first off, they may like that consequence, so you may have to add a little bit. And since the driveway's all soaking wet from cleaning the car, you're going to have to go along with a towel and clean it all up. It'll probably take about an hour. Not going to be fun, but that's what happens when you throw your dinner on the car. Now, sometimes it's not going to be easy to come up with something in the very moment, especially when you're feeling the coming on and you don't want to react that way. And so you may have to say, now what you did was really bad. And honestly, it was so bad, I don't even know what to do about it. So we're going to have to think about it for a little while you sit in your room. Me and Mama will talk about it and we'll let you know what we decide. And I can tell you this, sometimes the anticipation of knowing something's coming, not knowing what it is, can be real good consequence. Now, of course, the idea is not to scare the kid, but it is to put the idea in the kid's mind that what I've done is going to have a consequence, and it's going to have a consequence that I don't like. So the next time you're ready to blow a gasket because your kid has done something insane, try to stop and think, this is a great opportunity to teach my kid choice and accountability. So thanks again for joining us today. Again, I'm Chaz Hathaway, author of Marriage is Ordained of God, But Who Came Up with Dating and Giraffe Tracks. Join us again next time for another episode of Gospel Living Made Awesome!